This is what you were going to be doing for the wedding.
Yes.
The things that are on these pages.
Right.
This bride's reception left her with a bad taste.
Set up?
No.
Service?
No.
Did you provide a bartender?
Yes, Your Honor.
No.
No.
Your Honor,
Now the caterer's fed up.
She told me, if you don't pay me $5,000, I'm going to go and write the Yelp, and I'm going to write about you.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Raina Hoffman Benbow and her mother, Chris Voissard, are suing caterer Gidi Harper for a partial refund of her fee to cater Raina's wedding.
Order. All rise. This is case number 194 in the calendar, the matter of Voissard Hoffman Benbow versus Harper.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Gentlemen, have a seat.
Whose wedding was it? Yours?
It's my wedding, yeah.
And your last name?
Hoffman Benbow.
Who signed the contract, you or your mother?
We both did.
I'd like to see it.
We don't have the signed copy. We have just a copy without our signature.
There is no more. No signing contract. They're supposed to sign it and send it over for me, but they never done it.
I'll take a look at it. If it's an unsigned contract, it's not a contract.
Your Honor, we signed the contract in... These are two versions of the contract that we have.
I'd like to see it, please. I don't see any signed contract.
No signed contract, no.
Okay. Where did you get this from?
From Ms. Harper.
Did you prepare this?
Yes.
Okay. And did you prepare this to show them what you were going to be doing for
yes.
the wedding?
Yes. Yes, Your
Honor. This is what you were going to be doing for the wedding?
Yes.
Okay. This is the contract. You had how many guests?
160.
So you had 40 more guests than you should have.
We paid for 158 exactly.
So you had 160 people, and you paid for 158.
Right.
No, you had more than 160. It was 180 people.
No, we had 158 people. Was the exact number.
Whatever you had,
right.
You had more people than you paid for.
No, we paid for the extra people. When we have.
You said you paid for 158 people.
That's right.
Yes.
We had
and you just told me you had 160.
I was rounding up. I'm sorry. It was
we don't round. We don't.
It was actually
through,
probably less.
We're going through this piece of paper.
Okay.
Beginning Saturday, July 1st at 5 p.m. wedding. Okay?
Yes.
Were you there at 5 o'clock?
Yes, before 5 o'clock.
And what time were you supposed to be there to set up?
4 o'clock.
Do you have any emails to that? Because it doesn't say that.
No.
We do.
No,
we do. For 3 o'clock.
She was supposed to be there at 3?
Yeah.
And she didn't get there until what time?
5:15.
4:45.
So we have a couple more guests than you paid for, and she came late to the wedding. So far, that's what I got so far.
Yes.
So, Your Honor...
You came late, and they snuck in a few people that they didn't pay for.
I have a reason for that.
I don't care what your reason is. The reason
and
is that there was traffic. I don't care. It doesn't matter. You have to get up at the crack of dawn to be there on time. I don't care about traffic. I don't care about traffic over a bridge. It's not important. Your responsibility was to be there, and you weren't there on time.
Everybody was late, Your Honor.
I don't care. Their responsibility is to give you an accurate number of guests and pay for them. They didn't do that. Now, let us move on.
We didn't.
No, you didn't. Hey, you didn't. You just told me that you didn't. You just told me you paid for 158 and you had 160.
I'm sorry. It was probably more about 155 because a few people didn't show up. I'm sorry.
That's not true. They were 170
people.
I'm going to throw you all out. Yes.
I'm going to try this case. It's going to be very, very simple. We're going to go through these things, and I'm going to see the things that you didn't get that you were supposed to have are worth $5,000 or worth I wouldn't recommend her again. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Great. First of all, how much did you pay her in total?
$7,633.36. $7,633.36. And I have proof of that.
So we have Red Rose Catering will provide for delivery. Did they deliver?
Yes.
Buffet dinner?
Yes.
Yes.
Setup?
No.
No.
Service?
No. No.
Your Honor,
just service.
No.
How many people did she provide for service, herself and how many others?
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Okay, she had four other people with her.
That's what I want to know.
But they weren't serving.
I don't care what they were doing. Then you say,
Your Honor, six of us was there.
Listen to me carefully. If you interrupt again, the way I'm going to deal with you is I'm just going to dismiss your counterclaim without hearing it. Do you understand?
Okay. I'm sorry.
That's going to be it. She brought service with her.
Yes.
Is it specify here how many people she would bring in service? The answer is no.
No.
She provided yogurt cucumber, baba ganoush, pita bread, lavash bread, pita chips, beef kebab, chicken kebab breasts and thighs, mixed rice, beans, ground meat, tomato sauce, salads, Greek salad, sour pickles, bread. Whole lamb will be designed by Red Rose Catering, a 45-pound whole lamb baked in the oven, cut and served by our professional staff. Did you provide a lamb?
Yes.
Did she provide a lamb? Who cut it?
They did.
Cut by the staff. Now we're down to, we've gone through one, two, three. We're down to number four. Drink station, provide by client. Open throughout the entire event, includes beer, wine, soft drinks, served by Red Rose staff. Did you provide a bartender?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. No.
Okay. They say you did not provide. Who tended bar?
I did, Your Honor.
Great. They did not provide a bartender. Okay. And you say that there were, there's a part here about leftovers, that they were supposed to provide special request. Who was supposed to provide the containers for the leftovers?
We were, and we did.
Did you?
Yes.
Okay. And you say there were no leftovers.
There was two containers of a little bit of sauce in each one. There were no leftovers.
And all the Tupperware were
just
gone.
Just a shh. So there were two containers of leftovers, and the other containers that you brought were gone.
Yes.
Indicating you don't have to be a sleuth to say somebody else took home some of the leftovers. You don't know whether it was them or one of your 160 guests.
No, we know it wasn't our guests.
You don't know.
No, it was not. They were gone before the end
of
the wedding.
Just listen to me. You don't know if it was them or... But you, don't interrupt me. So, you know, your problem, Miss Harper, is so far you're not losing. And you keep wanting to interrupt because so far I don't think that they have a claim for anything other than to say the next time they want to do a wedding, somebody says, did you like yours? They would say, I really wasn't satisfied. They can say that. They can say they weren't satisfied. But so far they got an awful lot of value for $7,000. 160 guests were fed for $7,000. That's a lot of food.
They originally told us $29 a person.
The problem was that the food came so late that people were drunk, weren't able to eat, and we never got the appetizers that she said we were going to get.
Fine.
The appetizers were served with dinner instead of with
our
meal.
Very good. Well, it's worth you saying I wasn't satisfied with your service. You had a wedding. The wedding's done. I've been to some weddings that were terrific, and I've been to some weddings that weren't terrific, and I've been to some weddings where the steak was cooked like leather. I said, oh, my God, this is awful. And I'm sure that the people who paid thousands of dollars for the wedding were furious when they cut into the steak and the steak was well done, charred through and through. They paid for it.
Right. But
they paid for it.
What we don't want to pay for is the service because we don't feel that we got service.
I don't care what your feelings are. Where do you come from?
From San Francisco.
From San Francisco. They care a lot in San Francisco about feelings. I, on the other hand, deal with practicality.
Right.
Practicality is the bride wasn't satisfied with the wedding, and she'll never have to think about using another caterer again, hopefully. She wasn't happy with this caterer, and you weren't happy with the service. Wasn't sufficient service. She brought four people. You just told me she brought four people.
But they didn't do it. They were sitting in the back skewing skewers, coming to the tables whatsoever.
I'm done with you. Wait. You're not getting it. You're not getting it. You're not getting any money back.
Can I just bring one more thing up?
Sure.
Because if you notice on the contract, it says $5,000 was the price. And the reason that it went up is that she sent an email here saying that she would like to have an atmosphere with the appetizers and a live barbecue so that when the guests arrived, they would have this barbecue with appetizers walking around. And that entire thing didn't happen, but it did add to the cost.
$470.
Also added to the cost was the fact that it was called for 120 people. You had 160.
We paid for the extra
people. We paid
those,
too.
Well, just a second. Originally, it was $5,000 for 120 people.
Right, right.
How much money did you pay for the extra 40 people?
$2,633.36.
Right. For an extra
40 people.
40 people.
Right.
Bargain. Now, they wrote a bad ad for you.
Yes.
That's what happens when you're in business. That's what this website's all about. Yelp. You can get one star, you can get two stars. They were dissatisfied with your service. They were dissatisfied with the fact that you came late. They were dissatisfied with the fact that they said that there was no bartender. They were dissatisfied with the fact that even though you may have gotten stuck in a terrible, terrible traffic jam, you got there late. As a result of that, on a day that was supposed to be sort of easy for them, there was some stress that the caterer wasn't there because of a traffic jam. So, you understand?
Your Honor, after she called me 5 days later after the wedding, after they ate my food and were all happy, she threatened me and she told me, if you don't pay me $5,000, I'm going to go and write the Yelp, and I have the email in here. I'm going to write about you. And I'm like,
I'd like to see the email.
Yes.
I want to see the email.
And I'm like, you already ate the food and you were happy.
No.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today.
If I were coming to court and I was asking for my money back from a photographer who photographed my wedding, and I was complaining about the work that she did, I would bring the worst examples of her photography. Otherwise, I would be a foolish litigant. You're not a foolish person, are you?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Rayna Hoffman Benbow and her mother, Chris Voisard, claim caterer Gidi Harper owes for a partial refund of her fee to cater Raina's wedding. Gidi is countersuing for defamation.
Oh, well, you do say there was a bartender. You refer to him as, I won't use the word you used in here, but you refer to him as a lousy bartender, but you say there was a bartender there.
It was, yes.
Just shh. You say, this is what you say in your email.
That was like after George did it for 2 hours, he came back there and just sat on a bench. He didn't
listen,
do anything.
Listen to me. I said, was there a bartender? You said no. You say in here there was a bartender, but you didn't like him.
No, Your Honor, may I say something?
No. Aren't you getting where we're going? I mean, don't buy into this nonsense. Do you understand? If you go to a restaurant and you have a meal and you don't like it, you don't go back to the restaurant. And you don't recommend the restaurant. You had a wedding. You did get married, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
And she did provide all the food that I outlined.
She did.
Good. Great. We're done. And you're allowed to have a comment. It could be positive. It could be negative. This is not extortion. If what you're suggesting it was an extortion, it's not extortion. What she's saying to you is, I'm not satisfied with the wedding. I'm not satisfied that you came late. I'm not satisfying that you had a lousy bartender. I'm not satisfying that we had to cut our own cake. I'm not satisfied, and we didn't have enough leftovers of your food. I'm not satisfied with all of that. It'll make me feel better if you give me back $3,000. Unless you do, I'm going to write a bad comment about your business. You said I'm not giving you any money back. I fed you. I fed your guests. I brought service with me. Maybe they were inexperienced. But it doesn't say anything about experience service in the contract. It says service. That's unfortunate. That means you don't recommend them again. Courts aren't in the feelings business. Your cases are dismissed. We're done.
Pardon our excuse. You may step out.
I couldn't enjoy myself at all. I was running around trying to do half the work, but
it was no water. It was no nothing. It was like middle of nowhere.
We did get some food, but there was nothing else. The place was chaotic, drunk mess, so.
And they were all drunk. They had like over 180 people, that which is they told me.
Because there was no one bartending. People were just grabbing drinks for themselves, just doing whatever they wanted.
And I'm glad that I had lots of extra food that everybody ate.
The tables were full of food and garbage at the end of the wedding. It was horrible.
And they were all happy, and they came to me. They all thanked me.
Just next time, check. Make sure you have references or someone else to recommend them before you just hire someone sight unseen.
Because they were very happy with the food.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Martin versus Carl. Step forward.
Heather Martin is suing 25-year-old photographer Brittany Carl for a refund for wedding photos and punitive damages for negligence and breach of contract.
Ms. Martin, you hired the defendant to take photographs at your wedding. You paid her $700. You don't like the pictures. You want her to give you now $5,000. How did you find her?
I went through Facebook.
recommendations. She's from the area that my wedding was at, and my sisters live down in the area, so I went through my sisters.
Just so you went through recommendations. Your
Correct.
Sisters recommended her?
They asked for recommendations on Facebook, and she had responded to the recommendation saying, I know you're looking for a photographer, how much she charged for the entire day, and we chose her, went with her, and
fine.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
She says, I've done a couple of weddings.
Correct.
A couple means two.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody is writing it that way, maybe two. Having said all of that, I would like to see the pictures that you're complaining about.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Heather Martin says, photographer Brittany Carl ruined her wedding.
Do you have a contract, a written contract with her?
What I have is the agreement that both of us had made that she was $700 for the entire day.
Just, let me see. You're talking about something over text messages.
Facebook. Our conversation,
may I
correct.
May I see that, please? Okay. This is sort of a loosey-goosey contract.
Correct.
You understand that?
Yes.
It's an agreement for her to come and take pictures for you for $700.
Correct.
And she says, I've done a couple of weddings.
Correct.
A couple means two.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody is writing it that way, maybe two. Having said all of that, I would like to see the pictures that you're complaining about. I want to see all the pictures.
I actually have a USB.
Just a second. How many pictures did you take?
164 photos total.
And I want to be able to look at those. So what you're showing me is these pictures that you have.
Correct.
And I would assume that you picked the worst of the 164.
Correct.
I assume if you're coming to court, you pick the worst of the 164.
No, but those are the ones.
Just a second. So Ms. Martin, let's not play with each other. You appear to be an intelligent woman. If I were coming to court and I was asking for my money back from a photographer who photographed my wedding, and I was complaining about the work that she did, I would go through the 164 pictures, and if I were taking a representative sample, not all 164, which you did not bring me, I would bring the worst examples of her photography. Not the best. Not the ones that are in the middle. I would bring the worst. Otherwise, I would be a foolish litigant. You're not a foolish person, are you?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
So you pick what you considered. They were not in focus. The color was off.
Correct.
I don't know what was wrong with this one. Color was off. I don't know what's wrong with this one. Color is off. Color is off. Little out of focus. Lovely picture. Also, lovely picture. Are these the worst of what? 164?
Those are the
worst. Where are the 150 pictures?
They are on a USB.
That you have?
Correct.
Good. Your case is dismissed. We're done.
But, Your Honor, I have...
We're done.
No, but I have photos that I can't use because my wedding photos, the ones that I want to be able to print out and show to anybody, they're all out of focus. Those are the ones that I gave you. Those are the ones that I want to be able to use to put in a wedding album.
That's too bad.
But, Your Honor...
You're not going to argue with me. Pick another picture that you like out of the 150 that you have that are in focus. We're done.
You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy. Disturbing news at Mom's house.
There was an allegation made that a male friend of yours was somehow abusing your 8-year-old. You were not clearly being a protective mother.
Judge Judy.
She operates her business as a hack. She is a hack.
Honestly, I have no idea. I delivered everything that she needed.
The ones that she delivered were out of focus and terrible. And
my photos were not out of the ordinary. They were
half a face and half an arm, and it was not professional by any stretch.
I've had multiple people compliment her photos that I posted.
I will have to find another avenue of being able to get my own wedding photos.